Chapter 1. Beat by an Underhand Girl, the Gene-Free Model of Expertise. The American League team was deep in a hole, and National League slugger Mike Piazza was up to bat, so they called for the ringer. Sauntering past a phalanx of the world's best hitters, Jenny Finch strode toward the sun-drenched infield, her flaxen hair blazing in the clear desert light. For the previous 24 years, the Pepsi All-Star Softball Game had been an event contested by Major League Baseball players only. The crowd thrummed with excitement as the 6'1" Team USA softball ace reached the pitcher's mound and curled her fingers around the ball. It was a temperate day in Cathedral City, California, 70 degrees in the replica of one of America's own sports cathedrals. The three-quarter scale imitation of the Chicago Cubs' Wrigley Field was faithful in its ivy-covered outfield walls. Even Wrigleyville's brick apartment buildings were there, in the desert at the foot of the Santa Rosa Mountains, depicted on near life-size vinyl prints created from photographs of Chicago. Finch, who in a few months would win a gold medal at the 2004 Olympics, had originally been invited only as a member of the American League coaching staff. That is, until the American League Stars went down 9-1 in the fifth inning. No sooner did Finch arrive at the mound than the defensive players behind her sat down. Yankees infielder Aaron Boone took his glove off, lay down in the dirt, and used second base for a pillow. Texas Rangers all-star Hank Blaylock took the opportunity to get a drink of water. They had, after all, seen Finch pitch during batting practice. As part of the pregame festivities, a raft of Major League stars had tested their skill against Finch's underhand rockets. Thrown from a mound 43 feet away and traveling at speeds in the upper 60-mile-per-hour range, Finch's pitches take about the same time to reach home plate as a 95-mile-per-hour fastball does from the standard baseball mound, 60 feet and 6 inches away. A 95-mile-per-hour pitch is fast, certainly, but routine for pro baseball players. Plus, the softball is larger, which should make for easier contact. Nonetheless, with each windmill arc of her arm, Finch blew pitches by the bemused men. When Albert Pujols, the greatest hitter of a generation, stepped forward to face Finch during pregame practice, the other major leaguers crowded around to gawk. Finch adjusted her ponytail nervously. A wide smile stole across her face. She was exhilarated, but also anxious that Pujols might hit a line drive right back at her. A silver chain dangled over his expansive chest, his forearms as wide as the barrel of the bat. "All right," Pujols said softly, indicating he was ready. Finch rocked back and then forward, whipping her arm in a giant circle. She fired the first pitch just high. Pujols lurched backward, startled at what he saw. Finch giggled. She unleashed another fastball, this time high and inside. Pujols spun defensively, turning his head away. Behind him, his professional peers guffawed. Pujols stepped out of the batter's box, composed himself, and stepped back in. He twisted his feet into the dirt and stared back at Finch. The next pitch came right down the middle. Pujols uncoiled a violent swing. The ball sailed past his bat, and the spectators hooted. The next pitch was way outside, and Pujols let it go. The one after that was another strike, and Pujols whiffed again. With one strike remaining, Pujols moved all the way back to the back of the batter's box and dug in, crouching low in his stance. Finch rocked and fired. Pujols missed badly. He turned and walked away toward his tittering teammates. Then he stopped, bewildered. Pujols turned back to Finch, doffed his cap, and continued on his way. "I don't want to experience that again," he later resolved. So the defensive players behind Finch had good reason to sit down in the field when she entered the live game. They knew there would be no hits. Just as she had during the pregame practice, Finch struck out both hitters she faced. Piazza struck out on 3 straight pitches. San Diego Padres outfielder Brian Giles missed so badly on the third strike that his momentum spun him through a pirouette. And then Finch returned to her role as a ceremonial coach. She was, though, not nearly finished befuddling major leaguers. In 2004 and 2005, Finch hosted a regular segment on Fox's This Week in Baseball, in which she would travel to major league training camps and transform the best baseball hitters in the world into clumsy hacks. "Girls hit this stuff?" asked an incredulous Mike Cameron, the Seattle Mariners outfielder, after he missed a pitch by half a foot.